from Oroville, January 14th, 2008, on microphone Marlenka in studio Andrea. The weather today in Oroville is sunny with scattered clouds. Temperatures range between 23 and 26 degrees with a northeasterly wind between 14 and 21 kilometers per hour. Dr. Astra Patel introduces Dr. Brant Courtwright from the California Institute of Integral Studies in an excerpt from his presentation in which he talks about the use of Sri Aurobindo's yogic principles in relation to his book on integral psychology.
Friends, we are very happy to be together again following the evening that we had with Bahman 2 days back. This evening, it's Dr. Brant Courtwright from the California Institute of Integral Studies, San Francisco, who's with us.
The original title of the book was Integral Psychotherapy, but the press, SUNY Press, decided to change the title to Integral Psychology because they thought it would sell better. They're probably right. The subtitle is Yoga, Growth, and Opening the Heart. And what I'd like to do is just talk a little bit about the psychological context for integral psychology. I often talk about the psychological and the spiritual context, but you all know the spiritual context. And then I'd like to talk a little bit about psychotherapy and the kind of core wounding that happens and the work psychologically of healing and growth around that wounding. So this uses Sri Aurobindo's integral yoga as an integrating framework for Western psychology. And I think Sri Aurobindo is an extraordinary psychologist and able to really present, out of his own experience, a framework by which all of Western psychology can be integrated. Because right now, Western psychology is a very cacophonous, conflicting mishmash of different schools and approaches, many of which seem to disagree with each other, and it lacks a central, cohesive, integrating framework. And I think that integral yoga provides exactly that integrating framework.
The fitness track will reopen its gate from Monday, the 20th of January onwards. Timings will be from 6 to 7:30 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. In the afternoons, the track will be accessible from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. every day, including Sunday. Everyone is invited to utilize this fitness track. In preparation for the future, at Transition School, a call is being put forth. The pressing need for teachers for the children of Oroville continues. One person who can be a classroom assistant in the next school year and who would like to become a class teacher in the future is required. If there's a person who thinks that possibly he or she has the qualities needed to teach children, please consider coming to Transition School. Specific training or experience as a teacher is not always necessary, as Transition School does have a program for the training of teachers, and when that is completed, for integrating the new teachers. The children need not only people who like to be with children, but those who are also willing to undertake a long-term commitment to learning the complex skills and dispositions required in being a teacher. Please consider this carefully and look to see if this could apply. If there is interest to learn more about Transition School and the teacher training program, contact Marie-Françoise at oroville.org.in or Eliani at oroville.org.in or Mary at oroville.org.in. The news is an echo of activities in the lives of Orovillians on microphone Marlenka. For further information, please check the website oroville.org. Thanks for listening.